Welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, sponsored as always by I Carry the Bag, the official magazine of wholesaling. Very excited today to have, really, he'll get embarrassed if I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway, a legend, truly. You know, this man has spoken in front of more financial advisors, had the opportunity to impact more financial advisors and wholesalers than few people that I know in this business. If you know the name Don Connolly, you know that he is one of the icons, and he's here with us today on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Don Connolly, welcome.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. So, Don, you spend so much time talking to both financial advisors and to wholesalers, and I know that one of your themes is this whole notion of why either constituency strays away from kind of what got them to the dance, the basics. And before we started recording, we were talking a little bit about, you know, why people do that. And I think we agreed that bringing this community here on this show, some thoughts about why folks stray from the basics would be really advantageous. And just so you out there listening know what I'm talking about, as one example, I have a dear friend of mine that always accuses me of having the shiny object syndrome. And the shiny object syndrome is really simple. And that is, I see a new toy. So the toy can be a new technological toy. It can be a new website. It can be a new magazine. It can be a new TV channel. And I'm drawn to it. I'm drawn to it like you know, going to the light. I just move in that direction. And that's a flaw of mine. But it takes me away from what I know works because I get drawn away to this shiny object syndrome. So, Don, tell me some reasons why. Why do wholesalers stray from the basics?
Well, I tell you, Rob, the first reason and the most important reason, in my opinion, is it's very hard to stick to the basics. It's very, very difficult. I mean, the way to succeed in life is to learn to do something right the first time and then do it right every single time. It takes perseverance. The very best wholesalers, the very best basketball players, the very best violinists in the world are blue-collar workers. It's very hard. That's one reason. It's extremely hard to do this over and over. The second reason, I think, is nobody gets in our grill. Mike Mullane, the NASA astronaut, makes a great point. If someone in NASA makes a mistake, someone's going to get hurt. Someone at Delta Airlines makes a mistake, someone's going to get hurt. So they have this checklist, and they're very fastidious about that. In our case, if we stray and there are no negative consequences, we're going to be apt to stray again. Nobody's going to call us on it. And eventually, we stray so far that substandard behavior becomes the norm. We've gotten away from the basics. Rob, it's true with our health. We cheat in our health every single day. And if we'll cheat in our health, God knows what we'll do in our job. But we'll say, you know, it's raining out. Should I get up and run today? Should I have that salad for lunch or the French fries? Well, if we'll cheat that way, think what we'll do when it comes to prospecting every single day.
Yeah.
When it comes to making our phone calls, we're going to cheat. There are no negative consequences, no immediate negative consequences. So eventually, we're so far away, we've forgotten everything we're supposed to be doing. So I think it's hard. I think it's easy to do with no negative consequences. And I also think there's a thing in human nature, Rob. We love to make things complicated. You know, if the game we're playing is not big enough, we'll screw up the game just to make it interesting. In this business, whether it's wholesaling or being an advisor, if someone's going to do business with you or us, anybody, only three things have to happen. If I'm going to do business with a wholesaler or an advisor, I have to like the wholesaler. First thing that has to happen, if I don't like the person, I'm not going to do business with them. It's my clientele, my book, my choice. Secondly, I have to trust the person. And you can't earn trust. You've got to demand it, of course, so it takes time to earn trust. And the third thing is I have to think that whatever that wholesaler is offering makes sense. So if a wholesaler walks into my office as an advisor, I like that person, I trust that person, and those funds or those ETFs or those annuities make sense, we're going to do business. It's that simple. You and I say, it can't be that simple. I'm going to make this more complicated. That's what happens.
I want to ask you some questions around the whole hard thing because something struck me. But before I do, I do want to remind our listeners that I Carry the Bag, the official magazine of wholesaling. We're celebrating our one-year anniversary. And you don't have to give us gifts. We want to give you a gift. So if you go to icarrythebag.com, there's a birthday gift waiting for you, and it's a promotion on a subscription. So head over there and have a look, and please subscribe if you're not subscribed. And, you know, if you are, please tell a colleague because, of course, we'd like to have more readers. Don, I want to know more about this whole heart thing. And I don't know that either of us are equipped, but I know you have thoughts to address this. Why do we move away from stuff that works? So I labeled it, you know, in my way of thinking, I get distracted. You know, God forbid you get distracted in your marriage by another pretty girl. But why do you get distracted? You know it works, and then we kind of float away to try something new.
Can I take a minute?
Yeah.
K. Anders Ericsson is a professor emeritus at Florida State. The one question, Rob, nobody can answer. Coaches, psychiatrists, no one can answer this question. Why is someone more motivated than someone else? We don't know. In an effort to answer that, K. Anders Ericsson from Florida State went to the Berlin Academy of Music. He wanted to find out about motivation. So he said, I want to talk to three classes of violinists. I want to talk to world-class violinists. I want to talk to people who almost made it but didn't. And I want to talk to people that are music teachers. We're teaching music in high school. Malcolm Gladwell talked about this in The Outliers, not in this much detail. But the point was, he never found out why someone's more motivated. But he did find this out, Rob. They all started at the same age, around age 5. And differences began to appear a few years later, around age 8. At age 8, the people who were going to become world-class were now practicing 8 or 9 hours a week. By age 12, 16 hours a week. By age 20, 30 hours a week. So he found out of all those people who are world-class violinists, the least amount of practice, not an average, least amount, was 10,000 hours. The ones that were very, very good but not quite world-class, no one had practiced more than 8,000 hours by age 20. And of those that became music teachers, no one practiced more than 4,000 hours. So I don't know why they're motivated, but the ones that practiced the hardest made it the most. I talked to an advisor recently, Rob, whose sister is the head of music department at University of Michigan. She's a world-class violinist. She's toured with Andrea Bocelli, Elton John. She sat down and played the piano every day, all day, 14 hours a day for 10 years. Now, who in God's name is going to do that, Rob?
Right.
Who's going to do that? So in our business, we all come out of training as an advisor, for instance. We all come out of training as advisors. We all start the same day. Pretty soon, some of us say, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm not cut out for this. I don't want to work this hard. This isn't me. And the person that becomes the corner office person is the one that just keeps on going. Well, those people are the most blue. I'm from Boston. There's no more glamorous job in Boston playing for the Boston Celtics. Kevin McHale one day said it's the most blue-collar job in the world. Get the ball to Larry. Get out of the way. He says, so I show up at Boston Garden every night and put knobs on a radio. Now, here you and I are idolizing these guys. He's saying it's a very boring job. Good advisors have a repeatable process, and it's very simple. They set goals, and I could talk about that all day long, which I won't. They have a mission statement, a marketing plan, a business plan. They prospect. They get appointments. They get presentations. They close. They get referrals. They perpetuate the relationship. And they go on and on and on and do the same thing over and over every single day. And God knows why. Who knows why they can do that for 20, 30 years? But it's no secret. It's true in wholesaling. It's no secret that the older advisors have all the high net worth clients. It's not because young people can't succeed. It's because the older people are better at it. They've done it longer. Wholesaling, it's hard to go every single day in and out of a branch, getting beat up verbally, buying sandwiches and feel like you've been used for $300, and keep on going. Pretty soon we get away from the basics of prospecting as wholesalers. Now we're calling on our friends. We fail to broaden our territory. We don't grow. Why? You tell me. I don't know why some people are more motivated than others, but everybody listening, his company, her company, is a top wholesaler. And I will guarantee you, Rob, that wholesaler works harder than anybody in the company.
And they work harder, and to your point, they also recognize, examine, and continue to propagate those things that they know work with consistency.
Yeah, look, can I take one more minute?
Yeah.
Andrew Brown, in a treatise, and it was called, Managing Customer Care, I think was the name of it. He said, I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine that you want to take your car in for service. And you call the dealership, and they're very polite on the phone. They say, be here Thursday at 9. And you get there early, and there's a little wait, but you get in at 9. They take your car in and say, you're very polite, very professional. Say, your car's going to be ready at 5 o'clock. And you go home, and they call you during the day and say, here's what we're going to do. Here's what it's going to cost. And you go back at 5 o'clock. Car's washed. Those plastic, those rubber, those paper seat mats are removed. Things vacuumed. The bill's what they said it was going to be. You drive out. You know by touching the pedals they did a great job. What do you want to give them on a 1 to 10? And obviously the quick answer is I want to give them a 10. The answer is, Rob, they deserve a 0 because they just did their job. having your car ready on time, right for the right price is the minimal thing you can do. Well, as a wholesaler, showing up in a branch, that's not good service. If you want to be good, you got to do something no other wholesaler in your region's doing.
And that potentially, if we had the time, would peel the next layer of the onion away for another half hour's worth of discussion.
Absolutely.
The whole notion, and I know you preach it to your financial advisor community, I preach it to my wholesaling community, you got to figure out a way to differentiate. You got to figure out a way to stand out from the sea of sameness.
You have to be different. You also have to do, by the way, Rob, what unsuccessful people are not willing to do.
Yes.
Excellence, if you define excellence, Rob, as doing the ordinary things extraordinarily well, that gets boring.
Yes.
I don't care what you do for a living. I don't care if you play for, you know, for the San Francisco 49ers. It gets boring. But that's what it's all about. That's why Tom Brady's Tom Brady. He just executes the basics. He does the look. Tiger plays the same game of golf you and I do. He just does it better. He uses clubs and balls and he putts and he chips and he just does it better.
Don, we're gonna need to put a wrap on this one. I want to know more about where people can find you these days in case anybody has lost touch. Where can they come and find what you're working on presently?
The website is www.donconnelly247. It's donconnelly247.com. We have a free subscription. I prefer you get the paid one. They can reach me there, call me off that, send me emails or whatever. All I'm doing, Rob, like you, I'm just telling the story, carrying a bag, and sticking to the basics.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, Don Connolly, and we so much appreciate you being here. And he will be writing still another article for I Carry the Bag in the upcoming issues, so be sure to look out for that. Don, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob, very much.